Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Welcome to the best podcast on the planet. In the moment.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I just wanted to make sure y'all remembered. I'm going to run a scenario by y'all.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that this happened or it didn't happen. I just want y'all to tell me what y'all think about this scenario.
Okay.
Imagine this. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's one of the big weekends of your life.
Mm-hmm.
One of your biggest accomplishments.
Yep.
And you invite some of the closest people to you to be there.
Okay. It's my first Oscar?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's lit, ain't it? Look at you.
I've waited for this moment.
Now, two things happen on these invites. Actually, three.
Okay.
One, some people RSVP and they show up.
Mm-hmm.
Two, some people tell you they can't make it, unfortunately, but they wish you the best.
Mm-hmm.
Three, some people RSVP and then the day of or the weekend of,
mm-hmm.
they call you.
Right.
With excitement.
Yeah, can't wait.
Except the can't wait is not about your event. It's about something else.
What?
Yeah. And they tell you about how excited they are to go somewhere else that's not your event.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere else. I mean, I'm talking about call you and tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you kind of feel the way, but you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. Maybe this is like candid camera.
All right, who's pranking me?
Maybe the show is praying a prank. You don't know.
Nah.
You know, it could be anything, right? That's cute. Now, you would never do me like that.
Right.
Just imagine.
Uh-huh.
Not saying it happened. I'm saying imagine.
Okay.
Right? And then the day comes, and it's your big moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you reach out
mm-hmm.
to see why these people are not there.
Right.
And you don't get an answer.
None.
Or a callback. So you wait.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear nothing.
Right.
There's not a text message about it. There's not a call about it. There's nothing. It appears that maybe they forgot. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't care. You really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So you eat it.
Yeah.
And then you finally do get a text or a call about what happened after it's all over.
Okay. A response.
So let me just get this clear. Did you know they were coming or did they just not respond to the RSVP?
They said they were coming.
Oh,
they are. We're coming. We'll be there. It's lit.
Oh.
And then when the weekend actually comes, not a mention of it.
Oh.
Okay. Nothing. Just all you got was the excitement to go somewhere else and hang out with somebody else. Nothing to you. Nothing. Not a mention of it. Mm. These are facts. I'm just saying, imagine this. Is all I'm saying. If that happened to you,
mm-hmm.
could you imagine how at the end of that scenario that I just gave, the imaginary scenario, that you would be the person getting attacked for that happening?
No.
I mean, just...
No.
Because you see how that would be possible at all?
No. I can't.
Okay. You got nothing? I didn't think so. And I don't have anything either. But I got a lot of shit to say.
Okay.
Welcome to In the Moment.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah. Hey.
That's right. It's time for In the Moment. Welcome. Sorry.
I was watching his face.
No, I got it from here. Don't worry about it. There's a moment in everything, and everything is a moment. We talk about the comedy.
See what I'm saying?
In it all. Yes. No, we love it. If this is your first time, welcome to the funniest podcast you have never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mincho, your money back. My sidekicks are here with me, my co-pilots. Oh, man, the truth and the truth. Katie is in the building. Key Will Voice is in the building.
Yo, yo.
Shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners.
Episode 203.
It's lit in here. How y'all feeling? What's up? What's going on? Because I came to part.
Feeling good today, man.
You feeling good?
Feeling amazing.
What voice was that? Where did you go?
That was Code Switch.
That really
Why
was.
Did you do that?
I don't know.
Did you see?
He elevated. He's like, I'm feeling good today, actually.
Did the way I start the bar made you feel like that's the energy you had to be on?
I don't know. It just felt like it was right.
Okay.
I felt like it was right.
I thought we were about to report on some news or something like that. Channel 2 Action News. Coverage you can count on.
Yes.
Go. Mm-hmm. Katie, how are you feeling?
Saucy.
That's it? That's all you got?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to go?
It's been a week.
Are y'all ready? You telling me. It's been a week for all of us. Kid, you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. It's all good. It's all right. Feeling good.
Listeners, I don't want y'all to be alarmed. We gonna still do what we do, but I would be lying if I told y'all anything other than I came in here.
To pod.
I ain't got to finish it then.
Tell them why you're mad, Mo. Tell them why you're mad. Tell them why you're mad.
Stress been on my head. Why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through.
All right, listen. I almost feel like we need one of those disclaimers in the beginning of our pod, like some of these podcasts have. Because it's obvious that there are people in the world who take every word that's ever said, or at least that they believe is said about them, very seriously. You know what I mean?
So you need, like, one of those...
Like, yo, relax. Sometime we come in here to joke.
Those who are currently listening in the moment, please do not take anything we say as serious. Remember that comedy is comedy, and sometimes we make jokes. Even though it may come off as serious, it is all satire. Please enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, look, because sometimes even, like, I think about the listener. Shout out to my man. Because I wasn't mad at it, but I was like, damn, I got to watch what I say sometime. Because he needed some advice, and I gave great advice. But then at the end... I said something in satire like, yo, if we being honest, cheating is cheaper than therapy. Mm-hmm. And he wrote me like a... he wrote me
What's
a thing piece on
guy?
It.
He right. got it.
It was a joke. Right. And he didn't mean it like in any kind of way.
Right,
it
right,
just
right.
He really thought I was serious. Uh-huh. And I was like, bro, that was a joke, man.
Not
I
dead ass.
I'm not dead ass about that kind of statement. I thought... So sometimes I guess the jokes are not obvious. Mm-hmm. But I do want to make one thing clear. Do I ever come on here and talk about somebody specifically? It's rare, but I do it. But one thing I never do, no matter who you are, whether I love you, don't love you, you a friend, you a family, I never talk about who you are. It's gotten back to me that there's someone who believes I talked about their character, which to me was insane. Mm-hmm. I'm never talking about anyone's character, mostly because most of the time I can't. I don't even know your character enough to talk about it. Mm. All I ever talk about is what people do. Not who you are, what you do. That's two completely different things. Am I clear so far?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what half these people, like who half these people are. But if you do something and I see it to be funny, I'm a comedian.
Right.
I'm going to comment on it.
Right.
And if you do something that hurts me, I'm a comedian. I'm going to comment on it. So the whole trying to go into the bag of, oh, my character's being played with, that's a reach.
Okay.
That's very much so a reach. I'm talking about what you did, not who you are. Let's start there.
Okay.
Now, the mysteries of God. Have y'all ever prayed for something and God gave it to you, but not exactly how you prayed for it?
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah, he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time.
Right.
That's why you got to be careful what you pray for.
Boy, do you got to be careful. Because I know that Morgan Freeman clip when he's speaking as God and he's saying, yo, if you ask me for patience, it doesn't mean I'm going to put patience in a magical bag for you and give you patience. It usually means I'm going to put you in a situation that you don't like where you're going to be forced to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're going to develop the patience.
Right.
So it's ironic that at some point in my life I was praying to be closer and connected to certain people in my life more. And I guess I had it wrong because I was hurt by some people I really love and think really highly of. And so I prayed to God. I said, yo, I'm not even mad at them. I just don't want this to hurt like this anymore. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that he was going to grant me like some kind of magical power to where if the fuck shit happened again.
I got you.
It won't even hurt. It's cool. But you know what he did?
Nah,
what'd
he do?
Oh, he made them go out their way to piss me off.
Oh, okay.
I mean, pistivity to the highest.
Pistivity?
Pistivity. So now I'm like, oh, it certainly won't hurt now.
Right.
But I didn't think this was going to come this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like sometime, I say that to say, you have to be very, very careful what you pray for, because it's not going to come always, if ever, in a way you prayed for it.
Mm-hmm.
Making sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to talk about forgiveness. Mm. I think this is a important topic in life, and I think it's important for a few reasons. Now, when people say you should forgive, because you hear this a lot, Katie, you and I have come in here and talked about how you always have to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
You constantly have to forgive people who have wronged you, hurt you, because you have to be the bigger person. What I don't like is we always talk about the forgiveness piece. We never talk about the apology piece. I don't think the majority of people know how to apologize.
They don't. And it comes to the role of people who don't know how to take accountability. If you don't know how to take accountability, then you also do not know how to apologize to someone when you know that you've done them wrong.
I hate that. Can we talk about that real quick?
Yeah.
If you are a person who genuinely is trying to apologize to someone you love, allow us to help you not come off as if you are saying, I'm sorry for how you feel, as opposed to saying, I'm sorry for what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are two completely different things.
They're.
One of the things I realize that people do in apologies, number one, you don't know what you're apologizing for. You cannot apologize for something if you never went to the source to figure out exactly what they're hurt by. I see this all too often. This happens in relationships, friendships, you name it, right? Yo, I'm sorry. You know somebody is hurt, but it's somebody you love. We're talking about somebody who's supposed to matter in your life, whether it's a parent, a child, a significant other, a friend, whatever. You know they're hurt because you heard it through a third party. You heard it through a podcast. You heard it through a television show. You heard it through a coworker. You heard it from whomever, but you didn't hear it from the source. How can you apologize to the source if you never went to the source to understand exactly what they're hurt by?
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all explain that to me?
No.
Because you can't. It's a disingenuous apology. There's no way that that's a genuine apology, because what are you apologizing for? You never went to figure out exactly what the person has heard about.
Unless maybe that person is trying to use it as an icebreaker. Like, if I say that I'm sorry and I'm coming from a place of actually wanting to apologize, even if I don't know, maybe that'll open up the conversation for me to figure out what I did wrong.
You know what else is a great icebreaker?
What?
A phone call.
Well.
Just saying. That's a great way to break the ice in trying to communicate with somebody who you have hurt, whom you allegedly love.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the whole, yo, I'm sorry that I did this. You don't know what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come to me to figure out exactly why I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that apology really mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're just throwing it out there. Number two, I don't believe, and y'all challenge me if I'm wrong, I don't believe that an apology should come with explanations, justifications, and things that have nothing to do with the actual situation that we're currently in. If it's a genuine apology, in my humble opinion, if you're going to apologize to someone, apologize. Stand on that. An apology should stand alone. If you got other things that are bothering you, then I feel like there's another time for that.
Okay.
For example, if Key do something to me right now that hurts me, and I called him and I say, yo, bro, I ain't going to lie, you did this and it made me feel a way. And his response is, yeah, but 2 years ago you did this and I'm still, and I feel a way and da, da, da. And then you know what? And then when you did that, because, whoa, we could get to that at another time. Because you had all of the time in the world to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
This not the time. Then you're not genuinely sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry is, yo, I didn't see it like that. I missed that. My bad. How do we fix this? And then if there's other things we need to get to,
then get
I feel like that should be separate from the apology, if the apology is genuine.
Okay, so what if, right? Just playing devil's advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if Key is like, yo, I get this. I'm sorry for this. But the reason why I did this is because 2 years ago, blase, blase, blase.
Then you fake.
I'm saying, the other thing is, why are we?
Yes.
Why are we harboring things for 2 years?
Yes, you're walking around harboring, but it's fake. It's fake.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying some people tend to not think that maybe it's not a big deal, right? Maybe what they were feeling
then
at the time.
Then why are you bringing it up now if it's not a big deal?
Because it's probably built up, and now you feel like, well, I should have addressed it then, and I didn't address it, so now I have to address it now to get it off my chest and my heart.
Okay, so that's very convenient of you to not bring it up all of this time and sit there and smile in my face like we good, but then the moment I come to you and I say you hurt me because you didn't have the balls or whatever it takes to did that. You didn't do that. You didn't come to me and say I hurt you. You held on to it. You smiled. You act like nothing was going on. So the moment I come to you and say, yo, that really hurt me. That bothered me. Now you think it's the time, instead of apologizing and standing on business, you want to start just pulling shit out the air?
No, maybe it's just an open door for us to have a conversation about every time one of you or I have been hurt in general. Maybe that's the opening of what I was too scared to do.
I know
you're
playing devil's advocate,
and
Katie,
then we
but
can
I don't...
play it out and talk it through now that everything's on the table.
Key, go ahead, because if that makes sense to you, then explain it. My whole thing is,
let's not harbor, let's tackle problems as they arise, right?
Period.
Right. Let's not wait 2 years. Let's not wait 2 weeks. Let's tackle things as they arise, and let's not have covert operations for, let's not cover things up. You know, if I got an issue with this, I'm not going to use something from 2 weeks ago to address this issue. You see what I'm saying?
Two completely different things.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Like, that's just me. Like, I like to tackle things as they come.
And I feel like that's the adult way to go about things. And I know people don't, but that's my issue with it. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring it up, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but you don't bring it up. To me, you know what it feels like? It's like if you trying to dictate how people were supposed to react to what you did. For example, if someone slaps you and your response is to punch them, it feels as if it's giving... But I only slapped you. Why would you punch me? Mm. You don't get to dictate how I respond to you hurting me. Mm-hmm. If my response to you hurting me hurt you, it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. That was the point. So now you don't get to come back and go, yeah, but you did this, 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 and it. We can get to that later. Mm-hmm. We get to that later. Because if it was something I did before that, like you just said, Katie, you didn't address it. That's on you now. Mm-hmm. You ate that. That ain't on me. That's not my responsibility. You got to man up and tell me what I did. Mm-hmm. And if you hurt by what I did after you hurt me, well, we got to address what you did first.
Okay.
Other than that, you just pulling shit out of the air to manipulate, gaslight, and not take accountability for what you did to hurt somebody. That's how I see it.
So you want to just address the issue at hand. That's what you're...
I think that's a genuine apology. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if you come to me and be like, yo, Mo, I ain't gonna lie, what you did last week hurt me. And I say, what did I do? And you say, well, yo, you didn't show up for me and bother me. I feel like at that moment, if I really love you and I care about you and our relationship is important to me, even if you did do things in the past that I didn't appreciate, that moment to me is not for that. That moment is, my bad, bro. I fucked up there and I see how that went down. Mm-hmm. My apologies. Now, I ain't going to hold you. There's some things that you did before that I might have been holding on to, and maybe that's why I reacted that way. But either way, I never addressed it. So what I did in that instance was wrong, and I get where you're coming from. I'm sorry. Now, if you go, well, what did I do in the past? Now we can hash that out. Mm-hmm. But the apology, the genuine apology for my actions in my mind has to come first, or it's not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Who's next?
My therapist told me something, and I want to know how y'all feel about this. She told
you
me a few things.
You still going to therapy?
Nah, I stopped for a while, but boy, did I need it in the last couple weeks of my life.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I shouldn't have went, because she gave me some fuel. She gave me some ammo.
Oh, gosh.
But she told me this, and I want to know what y'all think about it. She said, anytime in situations where someone you love, whomever it may be, if they hurt you, and you go to them, just like we were just talking about, and you say, yo, you hurt me. Here's why. Or even if you don't go to them, if you just express your hurt, if they receive that as a reason to be defensive as opposed to a reason to understand and apologize, then what they're doing is choosing their ego over your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And you should never allow anybody, whether they claim to love you or not, be a full-time part of your life if they are going to choose their ego over your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will never be beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
How do y'all feel about that statement?
I mean, I'm going through that right now. I think we were talking about it earlier. Somebody called me something that they shouldn't have called me, right?
Mm-hmm.
there was a situation that happened. We were cool. Everything was going fine. Everything was good. And then we had another situation that popped off, and they came after me for the situation that happened weeks prior to that and called me all kinds of names, this, that, whatever. And they used that situation to kind of get at me because they were mad about something that happened prior, and I cut them off. Does that make sense? Did I explain that
right? Perfect sense, because it falls in line with exactly what we're saying.
Because I was literally like, wait a minute now. You're using two different things, and you're coming after me over this one thing, but it's really about something else.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to, and I said to them, I said, you're not going to apologize for your actions and the way you acted, you know.
No, you're just going to.
And no, you, the response was no.
Find a reason to not have to be accountable.
But I guess I can kind of respect certain things about this person because, you know, they told me straight up, no, I'm not going to respond. I'm standing on business is what I was told. I'm sick of that fucking. I'm sick of that standing on business. People
it's
hear
overused.
This.
Sick it is of, overused.
Bro, people hear this stuff on social media, Instagram, X, whatever. And now everybody's regurgitate. I'm standing on business
and don't own one. It's a little weird, but all right.
So, all he's trying to say is that I believe in what I said, and what I said is what I believe, and I'm not going to change.
But see, I'm not even mad at that. I would prefer that,
but
because now I know how. At least teach me who you really are.
But in that same instance, the person said, "I know I cursed you out for this, and I'm not apologizing. I know I was accused of blocking a phone number. I didn't block their number.
Okay,
and they went off, cursed me out." Call me every name in the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we figure out the number wasn't blocked. I never blocked your number. They said, well, I used that. I know you didn't block the number. I used that. And I was just like, well, are you going to apologize for telling me I blocked the number and you had me thinking that I blocked the number and this and that? Are you going to apologize for accusing me of doing something that I didn't do? And they said, no, I'm standing on business.
So let them stand on it. But see, that's my thing, right? Like Amanda Seale said something, and we're going to get to her later, but I appreciated it because she said, say what you want about me, but you never got to guess with me. Mm-hmm. I don't like people that make me guess. The older I get, you say one thing and then in your actions say another, and then now you pulling things from me. Say what you want about me. You ain't got to guess. I'm going to say it. If I say it on a podcast, I'm going to say it. You don't have to get. So if somebody came at me and was like, you know what? Yeah, I did that. I'm not apologizing. I'm standing on business. I would actually appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Because I don't have to guess.
Now I know who you are.
But don't apologize to me and then it'd be a fake ass apology. And then now you want to attack me for some shit because you don't want to be accountable for what you did. I much prefer the person that's like, nah, nope. I prefer that. I don't want to guess no more. Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense.
So at least she gave you the real. Like, I'm not even going to give you a fake apology.
I'm crazy.
I'm ignorant.
Ignorant mother.
I'm foolish.
Yeah.
I'm immature.
And that's too much.
And I'm not changing for you.
Ever.
Ever. Do what you want with that information.
Standing on business.
Yep.
Standing on business.
So I'm going to stand on business and block that number. Don't even try it.
As you should.
Who's next?
All right, last thing I'm mad at. Just to end on something lighter, shit happens. I want to know a time that y'all were in public and you or someone you saw did something extremely embarrassing. Because I saw a video of a guy going into a gas station, a grown-ass man, and he was shitting himself as he was walking into the gas station. No, this is Key, I'm not making this up. I'm going to show you how the video right now because Katie always think I've been making this shit up.
What do you mean, bro?
I'm not making this up. This is a grown man, okay? I want y'all to see this.
I just hate it because I already got a story.
I can't wait for Katie's to look. This is a grown man. He's walking in the store shitting himself. It's a trail of shit.
Wait,
you see it?
Wait, you see that walk? Yes. You know that walk.
That's the walk. I got less than seven seconds.
Did you see it leak?
And an explosion is happening. Katie, that man is leaking.
Oh my God.
He left a shit trail.
That poor man. And he told the man in the counter, that's my shit.
That's my shit.
But I got to go. It's still coming out.
Yo,
Katie, talking about that poor man. What about the man behind the counter? He got to mop that shit up.
Yo. You can't control it.
I ain't going to lie. I would mop my own shit up, though, because that's what I would do.
I would do it after the fact.
Well, you can't do it while you shitting on the floor.
I know.
Don't even go to the bathroom at that point. Just go on the side of the building or something.
On guard. I would have done that.
What are you doing?
There's people in the store. This poor lady is trying to buy a honey bun. Now her appetite is gone.
This is wild.
No, it's not.
So tell me. I need two stories from y'all. They don't have to be long.
So I'm going to piggyback off of this. I was on a train going to work in New York.
Uh-huh.
I think I was on the 2 train. It was either the 2 or the 5. No, it was the 2 train. And I get to, like, you know, cross over from the Bronx, I'm in Manhattan, and this dude is sweating profusely, like sweating. He goes between the 2 cars, he opens up the door, and I look over, and homeboy has his pants down, and he's squatting between the 2 cars, the 2 train cars, and he's taking a shit.
Mm-hmm.
As we're traveling in the middle of rush hour. In New York City, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Homeboy had a suit, everything. And whatever was going on in his system.
Pants down, all that. Just squatting.
You know how you hold on to
go.
The, you know how you hold on to the rails?
No, come on, son.
Bro.
Come on.
Homeboy was holding on.
Come on, son.
That poor man.
Come on, son.
Homeboy was holding on between the cars like this, bro.
What hurt?
He was squatting.
That's exactly how you look when you was on a plane and you ain't buckle your seatbelt. Wait, what'd you do? You took him tissue?
Nah, I was just like, damn.
he had that part of the train to himself, though, didn't he?
He sure did.
See?
But
that's how you clear it out.
But he was between the cars.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he was I didn't realize
between
that.
The car. He opened the door, and he was between 2 cars. Holding on to the rails.
I've had the piss. I never shit it between the cars. I've definitely pissed between the cars before. I'm not going to lie.
Bro.
Late night, drunk, you on a train, you got nowhere else to go. You ain't never had the piss so bad you had to go between the cars?
We've all been there.
I was about to say, all right, come on. Every New Yorker has got that off at least one. Shitting between the cars is different, though.
In the middle of rush hour. More.
Was he by himself?
Yeah, in the middle of rush hour. Homeboy had a suit and a tie on.
You got to do what you got to do, son.
Bro, what did he wipe with?
His tie.
Yo, he pulled his pants up and kept it moving, bro.
He didn't wipe with nothing.
No, he just went.
That boy. That boy was SpongeBob shit pants the whole way home. Wasn't he?
On the way to work.
Oh, man, that's a shitty day. Katie, what you got?
It happened to me, so.
Katie, oh, shit.
Katie, wait. I know you ain't leave a trail of shit somewhere.
God.
I know you didn't.
It was a college road trip.
Oh my God.
To UGA. And I told my aunt that I couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, to get to Athens from where we live, that was like a, was a good 3-hour drive at best.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a stop along the way. I was like, I looked at my aunt. I was like, my stomach is doing some things. I don't know, but we got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped at this no-name gas station. I was really concerned that they didn't like black people, but I made it in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We get to UGA and our appointment. Now, at this time, I didn't realize how big UGA was. They're like, so part of the tour, we're going to be on the bus, and other parts, we're going to be walking.
Yeah.
We're on the bus. And mind you, my stomach's already been acting up.
Bubbling.
She's like, we just got to see it through.
Bubbling.
We already booked this appointment. We got to go.
Got to go.
I'm like, no, we don't. She's like, yes, we do.
Yeah.
We get on the bus part that's going to take us to some section that was leading to MassCom area, whatever. On the bus, my stomach hits. And it's just... And I'm just looking at my mom. I'm like, I'm not going to make it to the bus stop. She's like, ooh, we got to make it. I was like, no, we not.
No, we not.
I looked at our tour guide. I was like, we got to get off right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We got to get off.
This tour has been rerouted, my guy.
Was you sweating?
You know she was.
I was sweating profusely. You know she was. So we get off. He's like, all right. He pulls a little thing. He's like, we got to stop right here. All right, everybody, we're going to go to this, you know, college, whatever college was. And as soon as we get out, I'm like, sir, where is the bathroom? He's like, well, we got to go all the way over here. No, we don't got to go all the way over here. And he's trying to direct me. And I feel it. I'm like, if I shit myself in front of all these people.
You better not. Katie, hold that shit together. Tighten them cheeks. we talked about Kegels at the last live. Kegel, you got to Kegel your ass off right now.
I'm trying my damnedest.
What happened? Come on. Hold it together.
All he did was tell me some directions. I took off running. As soon as we got off.
That boy, you haven't finished the directions? You just start running.
I was like, which door?
You did the shitty
I run? I busted the other doors. Yeah. Move, bitch.
Get out the way.
So I'm like, where's the bathroom? Like, to the left. No, where's the fucking bathroom?
Yeah.
I am like dying to make sure as soon as I busted in, thank God I made it right behind the door.
Whoa.
You made it?
Right behind the door.
Barely. Okay. What did you eat?
Barely.
How did we get there?
We went to some Mexican restaurant the night before.
I knew it.
Oh, nah. Nah, you're going to get canceled. That's wild going at the Mexican food like that. Nah.
I love Mexican food.
Yeah, me too.
They didn't mess with my stomach. Yeah. She had the same stuff that I had, so it was just my stomach. But we knew it was poison. Like, I knew I had food poisoning because after that, that wasn't the only college. We had to go to Georgia Southern, too, that same day. And she wouldn't take me home. So all day, I was shitty Miss Shitty Pants.
Yeah.
And
you shitty?
Yes. And it was terrible. That was the worst ever.
That's a horrible feeling.
From then on, I was like, I'm not going to UGA. I had a bad experience. I was like, I'm not applying to UGA. I'm not going to UGA. Mm. I never did because of my college little tour experience trying to haul ass off this bus. And they're like, who is this woman just sweating profusely trying to run ass?
So I got another one.
Come on, Key. How many shit stories? We're not staying on shit stories.
No, it's not a shit story. I called somebody once and I left a message.
Oh God.
What?
I had my earpiece in.
Hey,
right?
Girl.
No, it was like a real professional, like a business call. I thought I hung the phone up.
Oh no.
And I go in the bathroom and I take a piss. And I'm like,
it's just pee.
But it's the long pee. I'm like, oh.
Good stream.
I'm like, ooh. I'm like, ooh. And at the end, I was just like, yeah. Pow.
What
you getting
how?
Firework shit? What
yeah,
pass
gas. Yeah. You know how it goes.
That's no, I don't.
No.
You don't pass gas when you take a piss, Mo?
Not like that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're lying.
Not like that.
Right? And then right at that moment, I hear, your message has been recorded. press two to re-record.
No, come on, son.
And I go to press two to re-record and I hit one by mistake.
Oh my God.
It was like, your message has been sent.
You never heard from her again, did you? Shitty McGuire. No, you didn't.
It was a business call. It was
damn.
Oh, my God. The only one that comes to mind for me was, Katie, you remember this, when I did the reality show. I'm going to be quick. We got to get out. I did the reality show. Can you know this story?
Mm-mm.
When they asked me to do the what was it? Blind date?
Blind date, yeah.
I did blind date, bro. They miking me up.
You were on blind date?
Yeah, man.
It's on YouTube.
Really?
I'm going to tell everybody.
Wait a minute.
It's okay. No, I don't know.
What do I Google?
Mo Mitch, blind date, YouTube.
Turn Katie's mic off, please. Anybody in the back?
Wait a minute.
No, it's not right now.
It up right
now. Now's not the time. Now's not the time. We're parting. No, but yeah, yo, Katie, they mic me up. Key, listen, look at him. Look how focused he is. He's never actually used this laptop for research during the pod until now. Now all of a sudden, right? This part is not on there, but yeah, they mic me up and I was like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom, big dog. So he was like, man, can you hold it until after the scene? No, I can't. I ran to the bathroom. It was one of those.
Oh.
You know how, like, you can't. Like, okay. It's at the buzzer. I was at the buzzer. You know what I'm talking about? Like, as soon as it sounded like Dougie Fresh was it sounded like Dougie Fresh, you're on. When I tell you.
You were on the hot mic?
Young kid, I'm in the bathroom, pants down. Blowing the joint up, and then someone came over the mic and was like, hey Mo, turn your mic off.
Yo,
can you imagine having to walk out the bathroom and the whole set is like,
it was him.
Yeah, son. Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.